Yeah. Let's look at the man called Ignatius, beginning on page 25. By the way, Ignatius, you remember where the saints were first ridiculed by being called Christians?
Antioch.
This is where this guy was from, which was up here close to, it's up in this area right here. So he's from Antioch, this Ignatius. And on page 29, this is the earliest indication of politics entering into the faith. In the middle of page 29, Ignatius exhorts the local church to hold elections for its officials, at least for those of deacon and bishop, as well as for delegates to other churches. The truth, and I skip that first sentence, as it refers to something previous. Start with the sentence, the idea. The idea of democratic government can be attractive, and it seems harmless enough, but is just another form of earthly warfare. Now, what if my term as pastor was up in July? And Earl decided he would do a better job. Or Jason. Or Rob. Let's start campaigning now. Let's go visiting this house, offering more Sundays or fewer. Mm-hmm. More frequent ceremonial meals out of devotion to the Lord, or less, as it, you know, we really don't need it.
Bigger cups.
Hey, I'll let you have a bottle apiece. Forget about your pain, buddy. This is the beginning of the backsliding of God's people. Right. Now, Clement is supposed to have been very, 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 very early. Very early on. I don't know what the dates are for him. I've forgotten. 50, 30. Clement is one of the earliest. But what is Ignatius's dates? Do I have them? I'm sorry, page 25. Okay, well, he's... Ignatius here. What does he say? Ignatius, A.D. 30 to 107. Now, all this is a guess. But this is some of the most ancient writings of Christianity. So he's early on. And he's already telling them, run for office. Elect your own officials. All right, on page 29 in the middle, the second paragraph under the truth. Get this concept. There is a reason that the kingdom of God is called a kingdom. You know why? It's not because of the dumb. It's because of the king. And in a kingdom, nobody's elected. Everybody's appointed by the king. God sets us in the body as it pleases him. That's what makes it a kingdom. So you got a choice. You can be under the king or you can be dumb. Elected officials do not exist in the kingdom of God. Gabriel didn't get to come to talk to Mary because he won an election in heaven. Our king anoints all to their offices as he alone wills, and he alone supplies his servants with the ability and power required to fulfill their duties. Think about that now. We had a Christian supply store in Henderson, Mary B's, Christian Supplies.